Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Well, cosmetic surgery is on the rise across the country, especially among Gen Z. And not all the procedures are the traditional type, if you can call any cosmetic surgery traditional. This new generation is it's getting innovative, often in the most grotesque ways imaginable. So, for instance, one of the hottest procedures on the market is called keratopigmentation, which, along with being a great Scrabble word that I think I pronounced correctly, actually, is also a surgery to change the color of your eyes. New York Post reports, quote, "Don't want to be a brown-eyed girl anymore? If you're not afraid of the risks, including going blind, iris color-changing surgery, the latest procedure to go viral online, might be for you. The process, known as keratopigmentation, involves using a laser to create a tunnel in the superficial cornea in order to place pigment. But experts are warning it could lead to many terrifying conditions, including blindness, not to mention it's not approved for cosmetic use. Just last week, the French company New Color, experts in keratopigmentation, shared footage of one patient who changed her brown eyes to a stark, vibrant blue in a clip scoring 16 million views on TikTok. But for one model, it cost her her precious vision.
Oh, my eyes! My eyes!
Nadine Bruna traveled to Colombia to change her hazel orbs to a bright gray, undergoing a different procedure that uses a silicone implant, only to lose 80% of her vision in her right eye and 50% in her left. Well, that is surprising. Apparently, if you let someone burrow a tunnel into your cornea and inject it with ink, or I guess an implant or whatever it was in that case, it might do some damage to your eyes. It turns out that intentionally damaging your eyes will result in damaged eyes. Who could have known? And by the way, if you're wondering what the end result of this eye surgery looks like, well, here it is. Okay. So you can see there, if you're trying to look like one of the X-Men, then this is the procedure for you, I guess, which probably makes it sound cooler than it really is. In truth, she just looks bizarre, you know, like some kind of AI recreation of herself. But this is the effect that most cosmetic procedures have on people. And that's a problem because cosmetic surgery, as mentioned a moment ago, has never been more popular. Long gone are the days when only aging, upper-class, 52-year-old women got work done. Now, everyone is doing it, especially young people. Plastic surgery procedures increased by 20% from 2019 until now, according to plasticsurgery.org. The same source tells us that the Gen Z crowd accounted for nearly 40% of all nose jobs in the previous year, and 25% of all cheek implants, because cheek implants are apparently a thing. Meanwhile, my generation, millennials, seem to be particular fans of buttock augmentations and have accounted for more than 40% of those.
His buttocks are sublime.
Perhaps not surprisingly, liposuction is the most popular cosmetic procedure of them all, right ahead of breast implants. And all of these surgeries are being performed more often, and they're starting at younger ages. With profiling, surveillance, and data harvesting, there are lots of things to not like about tech giants. But what can you actually do about it when you rely on so many of their products? We don't all have $44 billion to go buy up Twitter and reform tech companies from the inside. The good news is, you don't need to be a billionaire to take a stand. For less than $7 per month, you can join me and fight back against big tech by using ExpressVPN. How do you think big tech companies make all their money anyway? Well, they do it by tracking your searches, your video history, everything you click on, and then selling your personal data. ExpressVPN helps you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, which is a unique identifier that every device has that allows big tech to match your activity back to you. That's why I use ExpressVPN on all my devices to make it much more difficult for them to exploit my data for their own profits.
And the best part is how easy it is to use the ExpressVPN app. I just tap one button on my phone or computer, turn it on, and it's as simple as that. So if you don't like big tech tracking you and selling your personal data for profit, it's time to fight back. Get ExpressVPN right now to protect your online freedom and privacy, and get 3 extra months free by using my link at expressvpn.com/walshyt. That's expressvpn.com/walshyt to learn more.
The New York Post again reports, as celebrities scramble for doses of weight loss aid Ozempic, Gen Z is booking cosmetic procedures more now than ever. In fact, 75% of plastic surgeons saw a spike in clients under 30, according to data released last week by the American Academy of Facial, Plastic, and Reconstructive Surgery, which is a consistently higher plateau over the 5 previous years. Board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Ashley Amalfi said that she's seen an uptick in young clientele at the Quatella Center for Plastic Surgery in Rochester, New York, and now about 1/3 of her patients are Gen Z. Quote, I really see that as sort of this extension of the beauty market. She called the trend great. They are a population in general who's just taking really good care of themselves. Now, I'm not sure that taking good care of themselves is the first attribute that I would associate with Gen Z or any other current American generation. You know, over half of Gen Z are obese, first of all, so it's hard to say that they are particularly adept at self-care. And they may use the phrase self-care and talk about it a lot, and they make TikTok videos about it, but the results tell us a different story. And of course, plastic surgery is rarely an example of taking care of yourself. Now, sure, here and there, you might find a person who had a procedure done and they actually do look better because of it. I mean, that does happen. I'm not denying that. There are people who have deformities or other sorts of visible physical afflictions, burns, that sort of thing, where plastic surgery could truly change their lives for the better. But those cases are likely in the minority, probably a rather small minority. And most of these people, especially the 26-year-old women going to the surgeon for cheek implants and Botox and lip fillers and so on, they wind up looking significantly worse by the end of it because they look less human.
You're not quite human, are you?
Like that woman's eyes. Like I don't know what that looks like. Those are not human eyes. It doesn't look like a human's eye. I don't know what that is. It looks artificial. And that's the general effect of so many of these procedures. They make you look less real, less authentic. And looking less real and less authentic automatically means that you look worse, because to look less human is to look worse as a human. Because as it turns out, you as a human being are a whole, complete creature. You are not a potato head doll. You cannot mix and match your parts and reassemble yourself however you choose. Well, you can do that, thanks to the wonders of modern medicine, but everyone will be able to tell that you've done it. You know, we'll look at your reassembled face and think, something's a little bit off about that. It's not quite right. So you may not like your eyes or your lips or your nose or whatever, but those are your eyes and your lips and your nose. And if you go and get different eyes, lips, or nose, they're not going to be yours anymore. You know, your cheek implants may look like cheeks, but they probably won't look like your cheeks. It will appear as it is, like parts have been artificially attached to you or artificially inflated to resemble a size and shape they were never meant to be. It's certainly the case for every lip augmentation that's ever been done. And that's what makes plastic surgery so uncanny. You know, the weird thing about it is that, like, if I see you for the first time and I never knew you before, never saw you before, most of the time, I, like anybody else, will still be able to tell if you had work done on your face. It'll be obvious that those artificial or artificially accentuated features are not your features. Which is kind of interesting when you think about it, because I don't know you. I've never seen you before. But I know that how you look right now is not how you really look. That's because the picture doesn't quite make sense. The features don't fit together. It doesn't match. It's not real. There's something asymmetrical and inauthentic and out of balance about it. You don't look how you were made to look. And even people who don't know how you were made to look can tell. But of course, people don't believe that they were made these days at all. That's part of the problem. The reason cosmetic surgery is as popular as it is exactly that. Many people think that they basically materialized out of the ether for no reason and for no purpose, and now they are gods over themselves. They are in charge of their own self-creation. They set to work then rebuilding their own bodies. And at the end of the whole process, if it ever does end, which often it doesn't, they have become some pale imitation of what they were before, some weird Picasso-like rendition of themselves, which, like any remake, is only very rarely an improvement over the original. And that is why the plastic surgery craze is today canceled.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.